Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today's podcast is about professional women in corsets. Now, this podcast revolves around a whole entire project that I have been compiling for one of my classes, and it was very challenging because it really challenged me to dig deep and theorize, you know, like I had never had to form my own theory about anything. And so really having to sit down and really think about and reflect on everything that I've learned and discussed in my class, it was a challenge. It wasn't easy. It took me about an hour and a half to come up with this, but then corsets just stuck with me. Mostly because one of the authors that I include, her name is Jew Gosling, that I talk about in my paper, she talks about a brace in one of her articles, and I loved the idea of the brace because she talks about how the brace, she was becoming part of the brace rather than the brace becoming a part of her. She said, she felt her identity dissolve. And I don't know, like, I loved that. But I didn't want to use Gosling's same idea of a brace. So I really thought about it, and I'm like, what else resembles that same idea? And then corset just hit me. And I love the idea of a corset. Not the purpose of the corset itself, but like the actual idea of it, because I think it's a very insulting thing, and I think it's very demeaning to a woman for women to have had to wear that. I mean, they probably did it willingly, but having to wear a brace like that to kind of like shape the body, to alter a natural body to look more aesthetically pleasing. I don't know, like that's where my whole theory is around. Women having to chip away at their imperfections, chip away at their metaphorical and physical identity just to be accepted in the world of composition and in the business world in general. And that's really what I wanted to focus on in this paper. And I think it's a very important issue because a lot of women are not receiving the recognition that they deserve. And I included in my paper the author J.K. Rowling, and I think she is a perfect example of this because she is such a successful woman who has created a culture out of just writing. Her books have created a whole new world for people, and I'm one of them. I am a die-hard Harry Potter fan, and I've read every single book. I've watched every single movie about 5 billion times, and I'm not kidding. But for someone to have that kind of impact, it's amazing. And although it seems like she's had so much success, people seem to overlook the fact that the name she uses is J.K. Rowling and not Joanne Rowling. And I kid you not, I did not know that she was a woman until I was 18. Mind you, I am 22 years old. I did not find out that the author of the Harry Potter series was a woman until I was 18 years old. And when I found out, I was like, no way. And yeah, like, it was amazing. Like, I didn't realize that. And for the reason that she had to use her initials rather than her actual name was because publishers didn't want her to use her name. They would have rather had her use initials, two-letter initials, because they didn't believe that the targeted audience of boys would want to read a book written by a woman. And when I read that, it kind of just proves that women are do wear a metaphorical corset when it comes to composition, when it comes to having a leadership role, when it comes to having any sort of power. And I can relate to this, and I mean, in a different aspect, but like in the same way, because growing up, I was constantly told that I had to do this for people. I had to be this way for my family. I had to go to college and support my family, and obviously, yeah, but never once was I told that I could do something for myself. Thousands of years, women have been told that they have to provide for their family. They have to provide for their husband. They have to support their husband and their kids and their moms and their dads and everybody. But where is that piece of advice when they tell you, make sure that you provide and support yourself? I was never told this. I don't want to be dramatic and say that I was neglected like a vision for myself, but I didn't know any other way other than the traditional way. And that's the thing, the traditional way of the way things have always been. And it's the same thing in composition. You have these fathers of composition trying to have people shape their work to a set of criteria that is traditional, but and if you really think about it, they're just trying to have a carbon copy of other work, and then you're just thrown into a pit of a likeness like all the other authors because they're expected to do the same. And as soon as you get someone who says no, like, I want to do this, I don't want to have to argue, like, who was it, Morgan and Roxanne, how they talk about in Not Your Mother's Argument, how they talk about how they didn't want to have an argument in their paper. Like, they didn't want to have to argue to be scholarly sound, and they shouldn't have to, you know, like, that is their work, that is, it's unique to them, and it should be however the author chooses to deliver their work. It shouldn't have to be critiqued, I mean, obviously, yes, but by an editor, but what I'm trying to get at is people should have the freedom to do what they please when it comes to their work, because everybody's work is unique. Nobody needs to be pulling at those strings of the core set to shape them into anything other than who they are, what they want their work to represent, because an author's work is a physical and metaphorical representation of who they are. Is it not? I mean, that's what I think. But, I mean, not, who cares what I think, right? But I really do, and I kind of just want you to imagine the core set. I want you to imagine yourself looking in the mirror. You put on a core set, and you have somebody back there tightening the strings. And it may not be all at once, but your body starts to kind of, like, shape itself in a way that's not its natural shape. It's being shaped to fit a certain aesthetic, but it's not yours. And if it's not yours, then what good is it, you know? I feel like authenticity and identity in a person's work is so important. And that's my whole argument in this paper, that women and even newer generation creators should not have to conform to society and the quote-unquote traditional fathers of traditional composition. They shouldn't have to conform to those ideas that set a criteria that was set out by people from freaking 100 years ago. Like, it's 2019. We are evolving. The world is becoming more innovative and more creative, and you see the most successful people being some of the most creative innovators. Why are we so stuck on people having to do one thing, having their work be a black and white carbon copy of somebody else's work? People talk about wanting people that are different, that have a statement to give or whatever, but when you neglect an author to fully express the way they want to express themselves through their work or how they want to deliver that work, when you have somebody telling you yes and no and pulling at those strings, it is not true, unique work. And that is, I don't want to say fair, but it's not fair to authors, especially women, because women are the biggest victims. But women can't play victim now. You know, we can't play victim, but we can't. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But I'm pretty dang sure that women are not going to stand down from this battle, because women have been fighting against authority for the longest time and gaining their freedom, their rights, the right to be their own person, not to have to give any part of them to anybody. They can be themselves, like, be themselves to the full extent that they are allowed lawfully. I feel like I went on the tangent, but you kind of get the idea of where I went with this paper. And I think it's very important. Professional women in corsets, I feel like every woman nowadays have a corset. And if we continue letting people pull those strings, we're going to lose sight of our identity. We're going to lose sight of who we are, and we're not going to be unique. Throw off that corset and do. Women should do what they want. They should be able to create what they want. And to hell with anybody who tells them that they can't do that. Thank you for tuning in. I hope I didn't go off on a tangent too bad, but that's the message. Thanks, guys.